This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 363 and a quarter, down 8 3/4. March corn, 376, down 9. May corn, 385, down 8 3/4. January soybeans, 10.04 3/4, down 18 1/2. March soybeans, 10.12, down 19. May soybeans, 10.18 1/4, down 19. December wheat, 537 3/4, down 11 1/4. March wheat, 541, down 10. May wheat, 547 1/4, down 10 1/2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Wednesday afternoon. Technical selling sent grain prices lower at the Board of Trade. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 2 to 3 cents at 3 1/4 to 3.58, while soybean bids dropped 19 to 27 cents at 9.59 to 9.81. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 9 lower at 3.28 to 3.48, while soybean bids lost 18 cents down to 9.70 to 10.07. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 to 9 lower at 3.16 to 3.49, soybean bids down 9 to 14 cents at 9.63 to 10.13, and the wheat bids dropped 5 to 11 cents at 4.49 to 4.90. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 19 cents lower at 9.93 to 10.15, basis steady, range from 12 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offering a range of 405.40 to 425.40, down 7.60 to 8.60 per ton, with basis steady to $1 lower, ranging from 35 to 55 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids dropped 6 to 12 cents at 355 to 371, with basis mixed range from 8 under to 8 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 lower at 345 to 351, with basis 3 to 4 cents higher at 18 to 12 under December. Soybeans dropped 12 to 24 cents at 9.92 to 10.12, with basis mixed range from 13 under to 7 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 4 lower at 3.74 to 3.75. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 5 to 8 cents, with quotations at 10.38 to 10.40. Soft red winter wheat down 6 to 11 at 5.13 to 5.28, and Milo ended 8 to 9 lower, ranging from 4.08 to 4.09. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 331 to 352. January soybean bids range from 962 to 997. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 337 to 358. January soybean bids 981 to 1007. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 340 to 361. January soybean bids at 990 to 1013. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 491 up to 524. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 170.82, down 2 cents. February live cattle, 172.30, up 22 cents. April live cattle, 170.20, up 20 cents. November feeder cattle, 240.55, up 12 cents. January feeder cattle, 237.10, down 17 cents. March feeder cattle, 235.32, down 27 cents. December lean hogs, 91.77, up 22 cents. February lean hogs, 91.65, up 52 cents. April lean hogs, 93.60, up 65 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 75 cents higher in a range of 77 to 88 cents, with a weighted average carcass price of $86.11. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 62 to 69, 4 to 5 weights 66 to 73, 5 to 6 weights 68 to 76, and 600 pounds and up 70 to 78. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $57 up to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far today total 13,182 head. And now for the report from the Real Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale and showed receipts of 468 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 242.50 to 251, and 6 weights were 241 to 246, with some fancies bringing 274. Feeder steers, medium and large ones and twos, 5 weights were 261 to 271, 6 weights were 252 to 265. They also had some feeder steers, large ones, 6 weights, brought 243 to 255. And feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos, 5 weights were 251 to 280, and 6 weights were 249 to 259. Feeder heifers, large ones and twos, 5 weights were 253 to 274, and 6 weights were 227 to 248. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 266 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.59, and that was 34 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $254.27, that was $2.11 higher, with select carcasses at $240.03, that was $1.74 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 108,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 427,000, that compared to 423,000 last week and 437,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.48. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.55. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.48. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.46. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.95. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.99. November beans delivered to Scottville, $9.95. December beans delivered to Scottville, $9.99. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.92. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.48, beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $9.95, and wheat at Scottville is $4.92. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois. It's 6:19. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has a dump body, snow plow, or salt spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has this equipment ready for immediate delivery. Just give them a call at 854-6706. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck Equipment has you covered for all your truck equipment service and repair needs, farm bodies and hoists, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you may need. Call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or ctemi.com.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-30s with west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the upper teens, and for tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. And your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, cloudy skies and warmer with rain likely. Low temperatures in the upper 30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds. The barometric pressure is rising. Cloudy skies on this Thursday morning, right now 20 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
The forecast is for cold weather. A hint of snow in the air, Christmas decorations going up, and your friends at Radio Shack in the Litchfield Plaza are making big plans for the season. They have specials in virtually every department at prices to make you smile. All headphones 40% off regular retail. Corded and cordless phones are 30% off regular retail. All toys are marked between 40 and 60% off regular retail, and batteries are all half price. Stop by today. Take advantage of all the specials at Tech and Sports Radio Shack in the Litchfield Plaza.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Loudoun and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
Leave the husband and kids at home and join the ladies at Seavers Equipment Company for an evening of Christmas shopping at the 2014 Case IH Ladies Night Out. They have a large selection of Case IH clothing for men, women, and children, and everything Case IH. Call Jody and Hamill at 618-633-2622 for more information. Ladies Night Out at Seavers Equipment Company in Hamill today from 5 till 7, and in Auburn on November 25th from 5 till 7. Need something in pink? They have that too.
At CHS, the producers are the owners. Your ownership reaches from the seed and fertilizer you use to the ethanol plants, rail loaders, and export houses they run on your behalf. CHS stands with you every step of the way from production to end user, creating a seamless stream for your production. At CHS, farmer-owned means more than a catchy phrase. It means they stand with you every step of the way. They measure their success by your success. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. CHS Loudoun Business Unit.
The 2012 Census of Agriculture holds many unique facts. Researchers at the University of Illinois have been digging through the numbers to find the ones that are most interesting to them. Todd Gleason reports it seems an old adage is born out of the figures.
There were about 75,000 farms in Illinois according to that census when it was taken by the USDA. The census, by two different measures, acreage operated and value of production, suggests the majority of Illinois farms are small by either categorization. However, there are two interesting facts that flow with these categories. The smaller the farm, the more likely it is to produce livestock of less total volume. And the larger the farm, the more likely it is to produce crops, mostly grain and oil seeds, of much greater value. Well, the Census of Agriculture defines a farm as any place from which $1,000 or more of agricultural products were produced and sold, or normally would have been sold, during the reference year, in this case 2012. The census classifies each farm's production specialization based on the North American Industry Classification System, or NAICS. A livestock farm is defined as any farm from which the majority of farm sales are from the production of beef cattle, feedlots, dairy, hog, poultry, sheep, or animal aquaculture. A vegetable, fruit, tree nut, or horticulture farm includes farms that primarily produce vegetables, melons, fruit, and tree nuts, greenhouse, nursery, or floriculture. And the final category, crop, includes oilseed, grain, tobacco, and other crops. Of Illinois' 75,087 farms, 77.3% could be classified as crop farms. However, more than 95% of the farms that span 1,000 acres or more are crop farms. In contrast, livestock farms account for 19.6% of all Illinois farms. While less than 5% of farms operating more than 1,000 acres are dedicated to livestock production, livestock farms account for 34.5% of Illinois' farms with fewer than 50 acres. For Illinois' smallest farms, those occupying fewer than 10 acres, 53.1% are livestock farms. Therefore, the majority of small farms are livestock farms. Another interesting observation that can be made with respect to the distribution of farm size is that while the majority of Illinois farms are small, large farms account for the majority of the total value of agricultural production. About half of Illinois farms span more than 100 acres. However, all of the farms with fewer than 100 acres produced only 6.6% of the state's $17.2 billion in agricultural products in 2012. A popular rule of thumb in business is the 80-20 rule that states roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. For example, it is often suggested that in agriculture, 80% of the commodities are produced by only 20% of farms. The 2012 Census of Agriculture provides some evidence in support of that notion. In 2012, 20.4% of Illinois farms operated more than 500 acres. However, these farms produced 76.2% of the total value of production. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
A poor barley harvest might be the cause of increased beer prices. Dan Carey, brewmaster for New Glarus Brewing Company, said barley is grown in areas such as Idaho and Canada and was harvested in August and September. If you remember correctly, we were seeing wet weather at the time. But what does that mean for the harvest?
Barley varieties that have a tendency to not have much dormancy, they're having a pre-harvest sprouting damage, which is problematic for malting. The maltsters are scrambling to try to get that barley in and malt it before it dies. So they're actually jumping over their stocks of 2013 crop to try to get this crop malted. Bit of a problem. More towards the Midwest, a lot of the 6-row varieties have been experiencing a lot of infections from fusarium scab, you should call it corn stock rot, and that's causing problems too.
Barley usually makes up at least 60% of all beer products, according to Carey.
Barley, of course, is the number one grain used in beer, and most craft beers, most small breweries use 100% malt. The larger breweries would use, say, 60% barley malt, and the rest would be made up of either corn or rice. Gives a little bit of a lighter flavor. But barley malt is the basic ingredient in beer. It's where the fermentable extract comes from. It's where the color and a lot of the flavor and the alcohol and the carbon dioxide comes from, the starch in the grain, and the proteins give foam to the beer. So it's a very important grain in beer.
Malting the barley is a key process in all beer making. Dan Carey went over this process.
Malting is simply a process whereby the barley is steeped in water, causing the barley to germinate, and that germination is promoted for about 4 days, and then the barley is kiln dried to stop germination and to develop more toasty, bready types of flavors, and also the color, the brown, golden, or dark color that you find in beer. So malting is really the first step of taking barley and turning it into beer.
Carey also said although barley is occasionally used for feed purposes, most varieties are known as malting varieties.
The quality of the barley is extremely important. First of all, there is a varietal considerations. You can think of barley as basically it's used in brewing and distilling, or it's a small amount is used for food, but over 50% is used in beer. The rest might be used for feed. But feed barley is grown for high yield and high protein. But when you grow barley for brewing beer, brewers are looking for bright, plump, low protein, low beta-glucan barley with absence of disease. Brewers will pay a premium for that for what's called malting barley over feed barley.
Getting back to the potential barley shortage, Carey says beer and beer prices may be safe for this year, but back-to-back years of weather issues will cause major problems in the beer industry.
There is barley out there that is not showing symptoms of this pre-harvest sprouting. Some areas in the country, Wyoming, for example, did not have this problem. So there is barley available that is not showing pre-harvest sprouting. And so, of course, I think it's obvious that you got to pay for it. So in the short term, it might mean that prices will increase. I think that obviously since barley is contracted, some of the prices were set before planting last fall. And barley prices were down last year, malt prices. So I don't know what's going to happen to price in the near future, but I'm going to pray very hard that we 2015 harvest will be a good one, because if we have back-to-back problems, that's going to make it very, very difficult.
Again, that was Dan Carey, brewmaster for New Glarus Brewing Company. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.